The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Be aware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
It honors God, especially in our later years of life, when we stand erect and are vigilant. Throughout human existence, there have been such amazing accomplishments, whether it be those who had survived or kind of existed in the most difficult conditions without a lot of the advances we have now, or so many other things. And so I'll give you a few examples that'll help to enter us into this reflection in the Advent season and what it means to really be firm in our waiting. Minoru Sato from Japan is the oldest person to sail around the world at 77 years old, from point A around the world back to the same point, 77 years old. Most of us have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning. This guy is sailing around the world. How about Nola Ox over in Kansas, who's the oldest college graduate, graduated at age 95. Maybe putting it off all the time, saying, "Well, I need to focus on family, I need to focus on this work," but something she had always wanted to do, and finally was able to reach that point. And just so nobody thought she was a slacker, she went ahead and got her master's degree and graduated with that at age 98. There's so many more of these kind of stories. The oldest person to run a marathon, the oldest person to, just to complete these different amazing accomplishments of the human person. But even so many of you, with these accomplishments in life, whether younger or older, just being able to show that the human being is so capable. But it even highlights something about in our later years of life that there is no need to kind of roll over and say we're done. But it's for us to be able to stand strong, as the Gospels say, to stand erect and be vigilant. The Advent, the season, our readings, and all of it call us to that kind of attention. And so I, as the second reading says, intend to exhort you and help us to understand how do we conduct ourselves, and allowing this Advent season to highlight all of that. And the preparation for Christmas, we have the Advent season, and something about preparation always includes a cleaning up. getting rid of that which is you know, kind of serving as an obstacle, or that which is cluttering the room in which the event is going to happen. This preparation involves a sort of getting rid of. So for us in our Christian living, it's always about getting rid of sin. And as your pastor, there will be times where the Lord will call me to speak against sin. And just for starters, so that way you're not surprised as I speak about other, maybe more controversial sins that the church stands very strong for, but even sometimes in our hearts we wrestle with. Do I really believe that teaching of the church? Why doesn't the community around me believe what the church teaches? You know, these are things that as they're preached at our Catholic churches, it doesn't mean that there's not room. We won't walk with people as they come to that understanding, but it is for us to stand strong in that. So for starters, I mentioned I'll speak today against a sin that I don't think a lot of people struggle with, so it's a good place to start, but it will kind of give us this indication that especially in the Advent and Lenten seasons, it's a time to address some of these, and it is important for the church to speak. So today, I speak against the sin of euthanasia and assisted suicide. This kind of reality that I don't know how, but it has become very popular in Europe and is present in the United States and throughout the world, it has this false promise that if a person is suffering, that it's somehow merciful, it's somehow compassionate to kill them. But the reality is that is not God's plan. Yes, God's heart breaks when he sees us suffering, especially the elderly, and doesn't desire that. But he has this great reward of eternal life for those who, in a statement of faith, say, I believe that Jesus is with me. I believe that his suffering was meaningful, and I believe that mine is as well. Knowing that whenever we embrace the crosses of our life, we are embracing the resurrection. But if we are to choose not to accept those difficulties of life, we're actually choosing to not accept the gift of the resurrection. It's hard to understand that dynamic and how those are united and inseparable. But it is so important for us to be able to walk with a person in their difficulty, not turn away from them. In the end of the year of Saint Joseph that will come to a close on December 8th, the Pope Francis has called for us, Saint Joseph is the patron of a happy death. So as I speak against this, I speak for prayers that we would ask God through the intercession of Saint Joseph to prepare our hearts for the time when we will go forth from this world, that we will be inspired by those people who have gone before us, who have suffered faithfully, who have carried whatever the illness was that took them from us, and to ask again Saint Joseph, the patron of a happy death, to pray for us and those of our brothers and sisters who will die soon. It's never too early to pray for a happy death. The hope for us is that these people spoken of at the beginning of the homily, and even Bible figures such as Elizabeth, who gave birth to John the Baptist in her old age, Abraham, who in his old age struck this covenant with God the Father and bore forth the people that would become God's people. This is incredible to see the Lord working in our lives and in the lives of the faithful who have gone before us. And so as we go forward this week, the encouragement is just to reflect on those people who have inspired you in life, especially an elderly person. What have they done, and how have they shown forth their faithfulness, and how can we be inspired to stand erect and be vigilant and live this Advent season as they have shown us what the core of Advent is all about. of being able to encourage each other, to prepare, to clean up, to stand for God and be able to live in His grace, His peace, the joy that this season brings to us. It honors God when we, especially in our later years of life, stand erect and are vigilant.